I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State on WKAR as the city of Flint continues its slow recovery from its lead-tainted water crisis. A new project aims at improving nutrition in the city. As in many urban cores across the country, there are pockets of Flint that may be classified as food deserts, places where socioeconomic factors make it difficult for people to access fresh food. Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now with more on an effort to resolve some of those issues. Kevin, you spent a little time in Flint yesterday.
Yes, I did, Mark. The project is called Flint Fresh. It's a collaboration involving many local farmers, community gardeners, and some nonprofit groups. There is also some research coming out of Michigan State University, the College of Human Medicine, that is helping to guide their work. And the goal is to create a much more sustainable food system in neighborhoods where residents have little or no grocery options.
The international spotlight that's fallen on the city of Flint in the wake of its water crisis has focused attention on problems many residents say should have been dealt with decades ago. Long before the lead contamination scandal went public, Flint residents struggled with a challenge just as fundamental as water: finding fresh food. Over the years, as businesses bailed and population plummeted, Flint found itself with few grocery options. Most big retail chains built in the suburbs, leaving a handful of mom-and-pop stores to pick up the slack. Today, the retail food industry in Flint remains a patchwork.
Our food system in Flint is broken.
Pam Bailey is the public relations director for a new initiative getting underway in the city called Flint Fresh.
We're hearing the community say that right now it is not adequate. And so what Flint Fresh is doing is trying to jumpstart that, trying to be the catalyst to recreate that. We firmly believe that we want to work ourselves out of a job, that we can inspire and help and cultivate food growers and food systems and retailers and be that supportive piece until that food system can be thriving again in Flint.
Well, how broken is broken? Obviously, people do eat, but probably not to the level that we would like then.
Broken is it's a difficult word. We do have stores, we have independent grocery stores, we have small grocery stores, but we still hear from a lot of people that access to fresh fruits and vegetables, quality meats, quality cheeses, dairies, animal products is difficult. There are definitely gaps in the city. There are some wonderful retailers who do sell quality products, but there are definitely gaps in areas in the city where it is difficult to reach that, and especially people who are on the poverty level, people who have transportation issues, people who have ability issues. It makes it very difficult to find a grocery store to provide that. So those are the people we're trying to reach, the people who don't have the adequate transportation, accessibility, and even affordability to get those wonderful products.
Limited access to fresh food means consumers are left to purchase canned, boxed, and otherwise processed foods, high-sodium items which health experts say don't offer the same nutritional benefits as fresh or frozen.
So you've just pretty much said the reason why I became a farmer?
Erin Caudell is co-owner of The Local Grocer, a small food retailer near downtown Flint. She's also an operating partner in the Flint Fresh project. Caudell says there are not enough local producers out there growing the products people need.
We don't have enough small farmers. We have an aging farmer population, and we have areas like Flint that get their food from far away, that it has a lot of chemicals in it, and this is really trying to come up with an alternative way to give people some healthy options of food that's grown locally without chemicals. So trying to reduce that chemical level that people have and trying to give people some fresh alternatives.
Along Flint's Martin Luther King Avenue, Jane Richardson helps oversee a building painting project. Richardson is a special projects facilitator with the nonprofit Neighborhood Engagement Hub. She sees the food crisis firsthand. The nearby store in this section of town is called Hinky Dinky. Richardson says logistical challenges limit the store's selection.
If you needed produce, you would not be able to get anything. In the past, you would not be able to get anything that spoiled quickly. So you couldn't get greens, you couldn't get lettuce, you could get beets, you could get potatoes, you could get oranges, you couldn't get bananas, you know. Anything that spoiled quickly did not move fast enough for that store to be able to afford it, and I hope that will change.
That change could happen soon. Hinky Dinky is under new management as of this week. Richardson has just met the new owner. Across the street, another service project is underway. About 15 people are clearing branches from a vacant lot, including Barbara Culp. She concedes her own shopping situation could be a lot worse.
What is it like grocery shopping in Flint? Is it adequate? Do you have to travel a long distance?
I do. But, you know, actually I can say it's okay for me because I got transportation and I can go and I know how to do it online now, you know. But the people that don't have those capabilities, it's not good. It's not good. Right now I've been going to Fresh Choice, the store that just opened up over on the east side. That's closer than anything. Even Aldi's, that's one of my favorite shops. But anyway, yeah.
Can I ask how you're handling things with the water situation day to day?
Well, we have places we can go and get water, and I'm doing that. We're still bathing in the water, so it's, you know, but we're still having to pay for it too. So it's no, it's been strange. It's, you know, just actually, you got to do what you got to do. And I think that's what the people of Flint has done. You know, you just don't stop just because you got lead in your water. You got to continue from here, you know. And so hopefully that won't happen again. Hopefully they'll come out with the right things to do.
The Flint Fresh team is relying on geospatial models that indicate where in the city the lack of fresh food is most acute. That's the work of Dr. Rick Sadler. He's an assistant professor in the Division of Public Health with the Michigan State University College of Human Medicine in Flint. Sadler took his study to the streets, asking community leaders and everyday citizens about the factors that inhibit their ability to access fresh food. Then Sadler assigned a weight or value to those variables. It was a carefully constructed ground game.
And so what I wound up with was an expert-derived weight assignment for these variables. And so what was most important wound up being the access to healthy foods and socioeconomic distress. So those combined account for over half of the weighting in the map.
So that means then, in layman's terms, in a more impoverished neighborhood, you may have perhaps a 1 to 5 scale, and 5 would be a greater weight, meaning the need is more acute there.
Yeah, for sure. So with an unweighted scale, you wouldn't give preference to those lower income, poor food access neighborhoods. But the way that this weighting was derived, those areas get a lot of the weighting.
Why is this important to you personally?
This is important to me for a number of reasons. I grew up in the Flint area. My parents grew up in the Flint area, so this is home. And most of the work I do is oriented around the Flint community. From the time I was a kid, it bothered me. From the time I could start seeing that there were injustices, spatial, racial, socioeconomic, in our community, it bothered me and I wanted to do something about it. And healthy eating is important to me as a geographer and a researcher and a human being, because it's so obvious that there are spatial inequities in access to healthy foods. And access to healthy foods is such a basic, fundamental element of health. And, if you can't eat healthy, you're going to have all these other health issues down the road. But if you can start at the base level and eat healthy, get physical activity, have a community that promotes those types of activities, then the whole society will be healthier and happier.
The reintroduction of fresh produce in Flint took a big step forward 2 years ago when the Flint Farmers Market located to its present site downtown. Now, Flint Fresh will take that access to the next level. At the heart of the project is a mobile market, that is, a food truck, that will deliver products to specific neighborhoods. Farmer Aaron Caudell foresees both social and economic benefits ahead.
What makes Flint Fresh and the idea of our mobile market a little bit different and unique to this community is that we have a lot of community gardeners, and this gives community gardeners a way to sell some of their extra produce and make a little income generation on the side. So for us, we really see this as it's both a business development, it's a jobs incubator, it's a way of adding a little bit of side income to some of our gardeners here in Flint, and that really gives us a chance to recycle those dollars here in our own community.
And there's one last point Flint Fresh wants its future patrons to hear. PR Director Pam Bailey says fresh, non-processed food is the only way to mitigate the effects of elevated blood lead levels.
Do you think that the ongoing water crisis, which has gained international attention, has been a catalyst that has put Flint Fresh in the spotlight? Is this perhaps a positive result of what's otherwise a negative situation?
If I can take anything positive out of this situation that our residents are going through, that yes, this has been a catalyst. It is finally getting people to look and to help at a problem that Flint has been suffering for a long time. So if we can pull anything positive from this awful situation, is that people are finally coming and helping us and finally bringing funding and expertise and all these resources that we've been lacking to be able to do this. And hopefully we can make change so that in for our future generations, for our children, they don't suffer from these problems anymore. They don't suffer from these systematic issues that have plagued Flint.
Flint Fresh is planning its formal launch in the city next month. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.